Hi there, it's Catherine, and I'm going to lead you in a sensate focus exercise involving our hands and arms today. So the first step is to get yourself really cozy. So if you need to change which room you're sitting in or find a comfier chair or just lean back into your chair, whatever it is, take a few moments to settle in. Find a position that you're going to be comfortable in for the next 5 or 10 minutes. So once you're settled in there, if it feels comfortable for you, close your eyes and take a few deep breaths, just noticing the breath wherever it's easiest for you to notice it, whether that's in your nostrils or your lungs or your diaphragm. Just breathing in and breathing out. So now bringing your hands together. And probably your dominant hand in this exercise will be the touching hand, the hand that is doing the exploring. And your non-dominant hand will be the receiving hand, whose job is just to experience and receive. So, noticing what it feels like for your hands to come together, the temperature, the feeling of skin against skin. And you can begin exploring your receiving hand with your touching hand, however feels right for you. You can start with just a gentle squeezing, some light caresses using your palm or your fingertips or your whole hand. Explore what touch you enjoy giving. What is your touching hand like to do? Does it want to do fast touch or slower touch? Does it want to do really light, gentle touches? Or harder, massagier, firmer touches? What about your receiving hand? What is it like? Does it like to be massaged? Or does it like to be just lightly, gently caressed? Which part of your hands enjoy giving and receiving touch? The backs of your hands, your palms, your fingertips, maybe even the little wrinkles between your knuckles. You might even start moving down to the wrist if it's inviting to you. You can try wrapping your hand and fingers around your wrist. You can place some fingers on the veins and feel the life flowing under your fingertips, pumping from your heart out, down your arm, into your hands. Notice any hair or fuzz on the back of your arm or hand. You can explore wherever feels good. If you have long sleeves on, you can explore the difference between skin-to-skin contact versus touching your arm through the cloth of your sleeve. You can come back to the hands and see what it feels like to interlace your fingers and squeeze your hands together. Whatever calls to you, Just noticing what calls to your touching hand and what doesn't. What areas is it not interested in exploring? What types of touch doesn't it want to do? And same for your receiving hand. What does it enjoy? What doesn't it enjoy? Just allowing yourself to explore any forms of touch that are calling to you. And if you're noticing that your mind is wandering, or that this exercise is bringing up emotions that are tough to sit with, all of that's totally okay. If you need to take a break and take some breaths, just come back to this another time. And it's totally okay to just be where you're at today. Hard emotions are welcome in this space. Surrogate partner therapy is all about creating a safer container so that we can feel these emotions, that these present embodied forms of touch can bring up for us. That's how we move through the challenging emotions, is to really make room for them. So just being with whatever comes up today. That's distractedness, that's okay. If your hands don't even want to move, if they're just too tired, they don't even know what they like, why are you bothering them? That's fine. Just noticing. Noticing what your hands want and need. Noticing what your body wants and needs. So just spending a few more moments here wherever you're at, whether that's in touch or stillness, movement, distractedness. And when you're ready to start closing this exercise, bring your hands back together, glide them along each other until they find a nice settling place. And allow them to thank one another. I know that might sound a little cheesy, but have your touching hand thank the receiving hand for allowing its exploration today. And imagine the receiving hand also thanking the touching hand for providing such loving, caring touch. And when you're ready, you can take one last deep breath. Open your eyes and come on back.